Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast, whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one. We're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you've seen all the locations there are. Statistically, it's going to be a little bit difficult, by the way, because there are about 4,000 major cities in the world, so you need a few lives to do that. I'm sending you my regards from Haifa, my hometown. I'm just in the end of my nomadic trip back home before going to another nomadic wave. And it's good to be home. And I just came back from camping in the Red Sea in the south of Israel, which was very fun. Today, we're going to do a fun episode about nomadic quotes. So we're going to cover a little bit of the most known and also some alternative quotes that have to do with the nomadic lifestyle. I guess that it's not only for fun, it's also if you're considering the nomadic lifestyle, if you're connecting to those quotes, it might be a very good indication that you probably should try out this lifestyle. So let's just jump into it and start with the first one. So the first one is actually from Fight Club. Things you own end up owning you. And over here it's very clear. Basically, your assets or maybe even your relationships or the things that you kind of say to yourself, this is mine, those are exactly the things that are gonna not allow you to be free. And they're going to own you. Your attachments, in a way, are owning you. We've spoken about this before. The biggest enemy of a nomadic lifestyle, or the biggest showstopper there is attachments. So this one is basically about attachments. There is another nice quote from Fight Club, which is basically exactly on the same level. It's only when you lose everything you have, you're free to do anything you want. Again, when you have no attachments, you're totally flexible to live the life that you want. It seems like you lost a lot, but you actually gained a lot as well. So moving on to the second quote, which is probably the most famous quote about the nomadic lifestyle, long time ago from Lao Tzu. A good traveler has no fixed plans and no intent on arriving. So over here, it's basically the topic of the journey is much more important than reaching your destination. Moving on to the next one, which is from a book called Vagabonding by Rolf Potts, which I recommend reading. It's a fun book, speaking a little bit about the benefits of a vagabond life. This one is, if in doubt, just walk until your day becomes interesting. So this is a really fun quote, which basically says, you don't really have to dive into crazy adventures and so on while traveling. The ability of being in a new place, the only thing you really need to do is have an open mindset to interaction, look at the world, explore the world by basically just starting to walk. That's going to be more than enough to get you an interesting day. Moving on to the next quote, which is from Milarepa, a very, let's say, well-respected Tibetan monk from hundreds of years ago. And Milarepa has said the following, my religion is to live and die without regret. And this is basically a very deep sentence that kind of says something about an entire lifestyle or a way of life or a goal in life, to live and die without regret. And over here, we have to say that most of the things that we regret, and this is actually, there were researches done on the topic of when people are on their deathbed, what are the things that people most regret? And the conclusion was that people most regret the things that they haven't done than the things that they've done. And that shows you that maybe we as a collective or our psychology is actually not pushing us into doing all the things that we actually want to do. And Milarepa is speaking about that. And the nomadic lifestyle, in a way, is something that will probably, for those of you who can actually go through it, will make you have less regrets when you look back on your life. Because let's face it, not a lot of people regret traveling too much. A lot of people are regretting working too much or so on, or watching too much TV. But traveling too much, no one is going to say it's a waste of time when the moment comes and you have to run the tab on your life. So that's an interesting quote that connects to the nomadic lifestyle. The next quote is actually from Seal, a singer, and from a famous song. And the quote goes as that: in a world full of people, only some want to fly. Isn't that crazy? And the idea here is that with so many possibilities around you and so many options and so many places, most of us are not interested in flying or getting to know the places, locations, ideas, cultures, and so on. And Seal says that that's crazy, and he's probably right. So something to think about. Next quote is actually from the comment section on the blog on Become Nomad, and that one is from Lou. I don't know if it's his original quote or he took it from someone, but I just give him the honors here. So Lou is saying the following: they told me to grow roots, instead I grew wings. And over here, the idea is very, very clear. Our family, society, and so on are worried about us, and they love us so much, and they think that the way to achieve happiness is to grow roots, to stabilize, which is basically the most relaxed and maybe less challenging way. However, some people grow wings and just travel, and that makes a lot more sense for some of us. So wings instead of roots. Thank you, Lou. The next quote is from Steve Jobs, and he's saying, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of someone else's thinking. So Steve Jobs knew it, and he's not with us anymore, but, you know, that's exactly his point. Nobody can blame Steve Jobs for living someone else's life. If life is so precious and it's so short and it's going to end 100%, why would you live it by the script of someone else? Find your own thing. Live the life that you want to live. You don't have a lot of time. Moving on to a singer that I love a lot from the band The, an English band. This guy is Matt Johnson. And Matt Johnson is saying, I've been waiting for tomorrow all of my life, in one of his songs. And that's basically kind of a nomadic quote as well, because nomads do not wait for tomorrow. The minute that you understand that the journey is the center of life, the now, what you're living now, then you have kind of a happy life that is based on today. And some people are waiting for tomorrow all of their life, and their entire life is oriented of what's going to happen tomorrow. It doesn't make much more sense, especially since tomorrow never comes, as we know. It's always the now. The next one is another one from Rolf Potts. Long-term travel is not an act of rebellion against society. It's an act of common sense within society. And that means the following. Everyone looks at traveling long-term as something that is a little bit crazy and so on, some kind of running away from yourself or from society and so on. And actually, when you take a deep look into how short life is and how many amazing places are around the globe, it makes a lot more sense to pass life moving, I think. So just as an anecdote, if someone from the outside of the planet will look at a person that has a defined a time on this planet, and you're going to tell them two stories. Let's say they come from Mars. And one of them is, I was born in Haifa, and I spent all my life in Haifa, and I died in Haifa. And the other one is, I was born in Haifa, and I spent the vast majority of my life exploring the globe, all the places that the universe has to offer that are within my reach. probably the dude from Mars will say, hey, the other one makes a lot more sense, not staying in the same place. If your life is limited, why would you stay in the same place? So over here, Rolf Potts is saying the same. It makes a little bit more sense moving than staying in the same place. It's not actually an act of rebellion. And I actually look at the people who stay in the same place as rebels. I'm always interested to see or understand why do they stay in the same place. They fascinate me because for me, they're the real rebels of another way of thinking, which is a little bit weird, but I guess that's life. The next sentence is from Sufism. And Sufism is a very interesting offshoot of Islam. And the sentence goes as following, one friend of God is traveling. So actually, the sentence is a lot more longer than that. It starts with one friend of God is in Istanbul, the other friend of God is in Jerusalem, the other friend of God is wherever. And then it ends with one friend of God is traveling. Sufism has some kind of a concept of friends of God that are in different places. The people who have the connection, the direct connection with God, you can look at it as prophets in Judaism and so on. It's the same idea. And Sufism is saying one of those people is actually on the road. And that gives you a little bit of hope that you can be very well connected to the world, to the universe, to in a deeper level, even if you don't have a home. And something optimistic for everyone who is a little bit spiritual. The next one is from Rumi, a Persian poet. And Rumi is saying, he was also a Sufist, I think. And Rumi is saying, what you seek is seeking you. And this is basically a call to be very active in life, which means that if you're after something, it will find you or it will seek you itself. And if you're not going to actively seek for something, it's not going to find you ever. And that's what traveling is all about, trying to find the things that you like and enjoy. The next quote is from Alan Watts, one of the most respected and connected philosophers in for me, maybe the person I admire the most in the world. And what Alan says is that the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. So basically, it's all about just going for what you want to do, not thinking too much, and dancing in a way, or taking steps to achieve your dreams. And traveling is certainly connected to taking a little bit of risk, going on an uncertain way, and everything works out in the end. The next quote is from Buddhism, and it goes like, home is here and now. Basically, what this sentence is saying is that you don't really need a physical home to be home. Home is here and now. Which makes you wonder about, do we really need this comfy private place that we call home? Or maybe with a change of a mindset, we can make home wherever we are. The next sentence is that from someone that I actually don't know who is it taken from, the moments you've experienced are the only possessions that nobody can take away from you. So the idea over here is that whatever assets you have or whatever status you've gained, you can lose it in 1 second. However, your experiences are something that you can never lose. They're yours. Nobody can take them away from you. And that actually advocates for a life that is based on gaining many experiences as possible instead of assets. And the last one is actually mine. It's very short because I don't like long phrases, which is as following, change is home. And the idea is very, very clear. Instead of making home a physical place, a comfortable place, make change your home, which means that every time you change, this is your home, the new change that you've taken upon yourself. And that's basically all the quotes that we have for today. So I hope you found them enjoyable. As always, you can go to becomenomad.com to get detailed show notes, which is in this case a huge list of quotes. And see you next week. Have a good day.